Hello and welcome back to the Lit with Prayer podcast. I'm your host, Dane Camilla. Thank you for tuning in to yet again another episode. We have an amazing Bible story for you this week, and we're so excited to be sharing this with you. Before we jump in, please subscribe wherever you're listening into, whether that's on Spotify, Apple, and leave us a review. It helps us reach more people every single week, and we appreciate the support. If you want to support our ministry further, you can go over to litwithprayer.com and consider picking up any of our Christian-related resources, from our Christian jewelry to our Christian-related devotional books and prayer books. Thank you so much, and let's jump into this episode. Facing imminent danger, Esther chapter 3 and 4. The midterm elections have been completed, and you may be happy or upset at the outcome. Did you know that the Bible is full of stories containing lies, conspiracies, and politics? In Ecclesiastes 1 verse 9, it reads, "There is nothing new under the sun." Although we have made technological advances and man's knowledge has increased over time, the nature of man is still influenced by good versus evil, light versus dark, and God's love versus Satan's hatred towards mankind. In the book of Esther, one of the main hatreds towards another almost caused the slaughter of the Jewish people. During the reign of King Ahasuerus, the Jewish people had been living in Persia. Many years before the land of Israel had been invaded by the Persians, and the Jews were taken as captives to Persia. Although they were captives, the Jews continued their religious practices and served God among the Persian people who served idols. Mordecai was a Jew who became the enemy of one of the king's top leaders, named Haman. Haman had been promoted by the king, and an order was given that all the king's servants who were within the king's gate had to bow and pay homage to Haman. Mordecai sat within the gates, but would not bow or pay homage to Haman. The other servants had told Haman, and when Haman saw that Mordecai would not bow or pay homage, he became very angry. The servants told Haman, and the reason Mordecai gave for not following the king's rule was that he was a Jew. From that day on, Haman decided that he would get rid of Mordecai and all of the Jewish people. He came up with a plan, casting lots, like throwing dice today, to set the future date of the genocide. He went to the king and told him that there were certain people scattered around Persia who had their own laws and did not follow the king's laws. He talked the king into signing a decree, which set a date for the destruction of all Jews, young and old. The decree allowed the killers to take all of their possessions as well. Once the king had signed the decree, he could not go back on his word or change his mind. When Mordecai found out about the decree, he was very upset and cried out to God for help. You may not be facing a life and death situation like the Jews in the book of Esther, but you may be facing a personal challenge that has caused you a lot of pain or stress. Someone who hates and despises you and may be trying to destroy your reputation, your relationships, your finances, and even your freedom. The Bible says that the thief or the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. Your enemy is Satan, but thank God we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Romans 8 verse 35 and 39 sums this up. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or of famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loves us and loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because God our Father loves us so much, he hears our cries for help, and he will help us in our darkest moments. Keep your trust in him and believe in his promise for you. Next week, we'll continue this story on, so make sure you subscribe so you can see next week's story as we continue on in this specific story. Personal development tip of the week. I want to talk to you about the word transformation today and how it relates to your walk with Jesus. First, I want to clearly define what I mean by transformation, which by one definition, what we'll be talking about today is simply change. I don't know about you, but I would rather use the word transformation to describe the change taking place in my life than change, although there is nothing wrong with that word. Words do have power, as we've discussed before, and certain words spoken out of your mouth evoke more powerful emotions. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, it says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." You can transform your life each and every day by getting into the Word of God, because as you do, it gets into your mind and shapes your thoughts, which transforms you from the inside out. This is the best form of transformation that can take place in your life because everything stems from your mind, will, and emotions. If you aim to work on transforming this area of your life, you will see God start to do and take place in all the other areas of your life as well. Lastly, transformation does not have to be the biggest shift imaginable. It can be little things each day that accumulate over time. One insight or revelation from the Lord to you can set you up and prepare you for something big God has coming your way. Stay hopeful. If you are listening to this episode on Spotify or Apple, we do have this written out at litwithprayer.substack.com. And every single week I ask a question and you can write your response because I love hearing how you guys are working on this area of your life. But the question of the week is, what does transformation mean to you? And how do you look at it and apply it to your life? Let me know in the field where you can put your response, and I look forward to reading all your responses. Prayer for the week. I am so thankful to you, Father, that you want me to prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. Help me to continue to grow and prosper in my soul, that my mind remains positive and centered on you. I keep my emotions in check, and I do the right things even when I don't feel like it. I speak health and wholeness over my body and mind, and I take care of what God has given me. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this week's podcast. We had such a good time making it. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, share it with a friend. You never know who might need to hear a certain message from the Bible that can shift and transform their life, their soul, their spirit, will, and everything we've talked about today. Thank you again. Make sure you subscribe, leave us a review, and if you'd like to support us further, you can do that at litwithprayer.com. Thank you, and I'll see you next week.